May 4th, 2010.
Good evening.
You know, I don't think he has a record button on it.
Doesn't represent the problem.
Just plays?
It's just a player. Then we're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
We left off last week on Mem Vav Amud Aleph. We're learning Maseches Sota. That Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Rabbi Gans mentioned that he has Yartza today for his father. We dedicate the learning Lezecha Nishmas Reb Shlomo Reb Nochum Tzvi. Yeah. We left off Mem Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara was suggesting constructing a Kal V'chaimer. It's about 20 lines from the top. The line ends with the two words Laisi B'Kal V'chaimer. So the Gemara says, Salkadaita Hamina, one might have thought the following, to suggest the following Kal V'chaimer, Me Egla Rufa, that's what? Ma Egla Rufa, that's the parak that we're learning, Egla Rufa, a mum does not passel. A mum only passels in Korbanos, and in Paraduma says, Chatasi, in Parshas Chukas, after the Torah gives all the dinim, a Paraduma says, Chatasi, it's not really a Korban Chatas. A Korban Chatas, he makriv in the Beis HaMikdash, he shechted in the Azor, he zorek the dam. A paradum is in Gansan, a different story, but the Torah says, Chatas Kai Rachmana. Torah gives it some of the dinim like a Korban Chatas. So one of the many dinim, that's the same as Korban Chatas, says, Beferish, it can't have a mum. A paradum, it cannot have a mum. So the Gemara wants to make a Kavachomer, and then Korbanos cannot have a mum either. No, the last week said, if you have a Korban that has a mum, so it's puzzle. So the Gemara, and what's another din? It says by Egla Rufa, Ashelo ol oleha ol, Ashelo ubad bo. You didn't do any avoida with the Egla Rufa. If you did avoida, if you used it to ride on it or to pull a wagon or something to do some aloha, it's puzzle for Egla Rufa. So the Gemara wants to make a Kal V'chaimer. Laisi be Kal V'chaimer suggested Kal V'chaimer, the Gemara is going to reject it. That what? Egla Rufa, ma Egla Rufa, she'em mum paisel, but Egla Rufa is Kal. Don't psul if it has a mum. For Egla Rufa. Nonetheless, Avoda Pasel is bo. If you used it to do malacha, you rode on the Egla Rufa, or you had to pull a wagon or something. Avoda Pasel, so kachim means all the karbanas, which are more chomer than Egla Rufa. How do you see it's more chomer? From one detail halacha. Whenever you make a Kal V'chaimer, so the Gemara assumes that you isolate one din, so if when you get to one slight halacha, A is more chomer than B, that shows that A is more chomer than B. You may find a slight din would be as Muhammad and A, so that's called a pircha, upgefrekt the ganze Kal V'chaimer. What you think is Kal may be Chomer, what you think is Chomer may be Kal. So they neutralize each other. If A has a Chomer that B doesn't have, B has a Chomer that A doesn't have, so this is always Kal V'chaimer. So the Gemara first thought, you have a Kal V'chaimer. Ma dechek la rufa is Kal. Shein amun paisel, but if it has a mum, it doesn't pose a problem. Nonetheless, avoida paselis, but also kochim and karbonis. Shemum poiselis bohem. If you have a carbon that has a mum, it's not acceptable. Eino din, shouldn't it be a Kal V'chaimer? The word din means a Kal V'chaimer. Like the Gemara says, Eino inshim en adin. You can't give a person a death penalty based on a Kal V'chaimer. So din means a Kal V'chaimer. Eino din, shouldn't it be a Kal V'chaimer? Shavoy the poiselis bohem. That in all carbonas, if you use the animal for malacha, you shouldn't be allowed to bring it as a carbon, and the din is not true. The din is that it is good. So the Gemara asks, why isn't this a good Kal V'chaimer? And for the Gemara, Ikala Mifach, there's a Pircha. What's the Pircha? You're telling me that Egla Rufa is Kal, because Mum doesn't passel. And Karbonis HaChomer, Gemara says, Miken Zagen Faket, Ikala Mifach, there's a Pircha. Maybe Egla Rufa is Machomer. Why? Mala egla rufa she can shun in postless bo. There's an upper limit. Egla rufa has to be before the first birthday. After it's 1 year old, there's already puzzle. In Korbanos, there is no such din. In Korbanos, there's sometimes a din has to have a minimum age. Before a certain age, it's not acceptable, but there's no maximum. So the Gemara says, there's a pircha. The Kal V'Chaimer was based on the premise that Egla Rufa is Kal in Korbanos Achama, because Korbanos Mum Pasels and Egla Rufa doesn't Pasel. So the pircha is, Ma Lelosh Ken Shonim Pasel is Bo. In Korbanos, there's no din that Shonim Pasel. So it's Arab the Gansa Kal V'Chaimer. So the Gemara says, the whole Kal V'Chaimer is wrong. So what did you say before? The Gemara said before, you need a pasuk that says, Ashalu bat bo, that avoid the only pasels by egla rufa, and it doesn't pasel by korbanos. The Gemara said, what do you need a miut for? Because you would have thought that you have a kal v'chaimer. No, the kal v'chaimer toignish. Kal v'chaimer is no good. There's a pircha against the kal v'chaimer. So why did you need a drasha from a pasuk a miut? Ashalu bat bo, prat le korbanos, I know on my own. And for the Gemara, no, it's not true. There are some karbanos where there is an upper limit, there is an upper age, that past a certain age, you can't bring it as a karban. Most of the karbanos, there is no such thing. But there are some karbanos where there is an upper limit. So by those karbanos, you're going to have the kal v'chaimer. Ma dechek la rufa mum doesn't pasel. And nonetheless, avoid a pasel. So by those karbanos, which have the same chumra as egla rufa, that shonim pasel, but mum pasels also, so should be a kal v'chaimer that avoid should pasel. And with the mark, it's the crow, the miut that we had before, shalo ubat bo, that only by egla rufa avoid the pasels, malocha pasels. But by korban it doesn't pasel, I need the pasuk, lahanach kachim the pasel behushanim. I would have thought the kal v'chaimer to pasel those korbanos ba avoid. Freg the gemara, is that the pasuk? Alright, so we established why you need a pasuk in a certain area of karbanos. There's some karbanos where there's an upper age, there's an upper limit. So in those karbanos, I would have constructed a kal v'chaimer. So I need a pasuk to tell me it's not so. So the Gemara is going to ask, but you have another two psukim to tell you the exact same din. You have three psukim that teach you the exact same halacha, that karbanos, even though mum pasels, avoida does not pasel. So the Gemara is going to ask, why do you need three psukim to say the exact same din? Freg the Gemara, v'kotchim the last pasel bu avoida. Kotchim means all other karbanos aside from paraduma. Kotchim the last pasel bu avoida, that if you use the animal for your own personal purposes, you can still bring it as a carbon. Is that mehocha nafke? Is it learned that from the pasuk that you just quoted? By egla rufa shela ubat bo. Bo is a miut. Only egla rufa by the pasels. Freg the gemara mehasam nafke. It's learned that from a totally different pasuk. And last week Sedra, it says, list off all of the bali mumen. List off bali mumen by a koyin. A koyin is a bal mum is pasel. Then it lists off the bali mumen by the karbonus. A carbon that has a mum is pasel. Freg the Gemara mehasam nafke. It's learned that from a different pasuk. Pasuk says averes, a blind animal. Iver is a blind. O shavur, a broken leg. O charutz, a yabeles. O gorav, o yalefes, has a growth. It has all kinds of mumen. The Mishnais have a whole list of mumen in the middle of Chorus. So it says in the pasuk, lasakriva eila lashem. So the word eila also sounds like a miut. So the miut implies eila yatamakrev. You cannot be makro karbanos that have a mum. Avol ata makro kachim shenev de behem avoida. The pasuk, the word el over there is a miut. So why do you need the pasuk ashalo ubat ba? That only avoid the pasels and egla rufa. Doesn't pasel and kachim. I have a different pasuk. Ela yata makro avol makro kachim shenev de behem avoida. And for the gemara itzrech, I need two psukim. Why? Salkadaita hamina. One might have thought, hani mili. When do you say that if you have a korban shenev the boy avoida, it you can be makrivid? I would have thought hani mili hechad avod b'hem avoidas heter. You use this animal. You are riding on the animal. You used it to plow. Used it to pull a wagon. A malacha that's mutter. Avod avoida sisa. What if you use the animal to plant kilayim? What if you use the animal on Shabbos to do a malacha? So you did an activity that was forbidden with the animal. I would have thought maybe an animal that was used to do an aver, and maybe it's pasul hakrova. So that's why I need two psukim. Then the Gemara is going to ask, but you have a third pasuk. What do you need a third pasuk?
Why do you assume that avoda is ma'akev? It doesn't say that it is. By egla rufa, it says la'u vadba. here, by a carbon, it says it can't have a mumpin. It doesn't say it can't have... Why are we assuming that, like, you got the finger working with it is in fact a deterrent? Well, why
so the Gemara thought, I would have thought it's a kavachaymer.
But it doesn't say.
Well, every kavachaymer doesn't say. So the Gemara explains, kavachaymer means, based on what it says, we should construct a kavachaymer. The Kal V'chaimer works on the assumption that all the dinim of the Torah fit into a pattern. So if you have two parshias, Kal V'chaimer Medinecha L'chaveiro, and one parsha is more chomer than the other, so any chomer in the Kal certainly carries over to the chomer, because all the dinim have to be symmetrical, and has to be one big mosaic and one big pattern. That's the premise of the idea of Kal V'chaimer and Mamatzino. So that's what we started off with tonight. But Laisiv Kal V'chaimer, let's establish a Kal V'chaimer that even though it doesn't say, you're right, even though it doesn't say at all that avoid the apostles and karbonas, but it should be a kal v'chaimer from egla rufa, because egla rufa mum does not pasel and avoid does pasel, so karbonas but mum pasels should be mochomer, so avoid should certainly pasel. So the Gemara quoted two psukim that is not so. The Gemara said, why do you need two psukim? One pasuk tefastem ruba lo tefasta. If you have a pasuk that says shenas is ba'avoida, it's kosher akrove, I would say a smaller chiddush if you did avodah shel heter, you didn't do any avera. But if you did an avodah shel iser, you planted on Shabbos or you used it to plant kelayim. So I would have thought if you used it for avodah shel iser, then it should be pasul akrava. So that's why you need a second pasuk. Freg the Gemara holding by the last of the narrow lines, right before the lines become wide. Freg the Gemara b'hanami mehachan afke. That's learned out from a different pasuk. I have a third pasuk that says the same thing. It says, you're not allowed to accept a carbon that's a balmum. And the pasuk says another miyad. Miyad benech, let's say a non-Jew wants to donate a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. So you have to ask him, who is he giving the carbon to? If he wants to give it to Lishem Yoshke, so you're not allowed to accept it. It's Avodah Zarah. If he wants to give it to the Jewish God, so then you do accept it. He can't bring a chatas and an osham. It the Nochri can only volunteer a carbon that's bought b'nedim and adobo. So chatas and asham and carbon pesach is out of the question. It can bring either an oil or a shlamim. And then the Gemara discusses in the end of Zachem, if a Nochri volunteers a shlamim, how do you deal with it? Because normally, when you bring a carbon shlamim, so the bala carbon eats the flesh. But we're going to let the Nochri eat the flesh. That's not mistaber. So the Gemara discusses, so you can bring, let's say, I donate a shlamim and I live in America, so I can't eat the flesh either. I'm not going to be there in Eretz Yisrael, so I can have other people eat it. But maybe by a nochri, the Gemara has a discussion, maybe even if a nochri is magdash, a karmish shlamim, maybe a makrivet is an oilo. Because to have such a concept that a human being is going to eat it, then that's considered a holy thing, that's considered a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, maybe that only applies by Jews. Maybe by nochri there is no such hasoga. So maybe even if a Nachri volunteers a Shlomim, maybe you have to be makrivit like an oilo. So that's a detailed discussion in the Gemara. How do you bring the carbon? But the Pasuk says you do accept carbonus from non-Jews, provided that he's giving it to the God of the Jewish people. He's not giving it to Lavoi Dezar. So the Pasuk says if a Nachri wants to volunteer a carbon, you can accept it if it's Lashamayim, but you can't accept a Balmum. Even if the Nachri would want to bring a carbon on a Bama Lashamayim, he can build a balmum wherever he wants, and he can bring a balmum. The Gemara says, a Nochri who wants to bring a korban l'shamayim may bring a balmum, only mechusa aver is possible. If he's missing a whole limb, missing a whole organ is no good. But a balmum, he may be makrit, mechusa aver not. But if he's bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash l'shamayim, so we may not accept it if it's a balmum. You want to bring a balmum, make your own balmum somewhere else, and bring on your own balmum. So the pasuk says, miyad ben echor, if a non-Jew wants to volunteer, a carbonoila, lo sakrivo es lechem elakechem mikoleila, you may not accept a balmum. Even though he would be able to bring a balmum, lashamayim on a bama, but not in a mizbech. So again, there's a miut over there. It says, lo sakrivo mikoleila. So it's a word, eila is a miut. Eila yatamakriv, if it's a balmum, aval atamakriv, kachin shenev debayam avoida. But if the Nochri used it for his own purposes before he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash, then the Miu teaches you that that's okay. So the Gemara asks, that's a shayna. Third pasuk. So the two psukim were necessary to teach me whether the person used the animal to do a malacha shel heter or an avodah shel iser. In either case, you may bring it as a korban. Why do you need a third pasuk? And for the Gemara, that's the end of the first wide line. And for the Gemara, it's derech. I need a third pasuk also. Why? So gadaiter hamina. One might have thought, Hani Mili, when do you allow, when do you accept the carbon, even though it was used to do Avoida, Avoida Shalisa, Avoida Shalheter, that's only Halmina Hechadav Behem Kishem Chulin. The person was using the animal for his own personal purposes before he was Magdish it. What if he was already Magdish the animal, and in the state of Hegdish, he used it for his own personal purposes? So that's an Avera Chamura. That's time I use the animal to plant on Shabbos. I use the animal to plant kelaim in the ground. I use the animal for an aver. Here, I use the animal after I was magdashid, and it's an isa me'ila. You're not allowed to do that. That's a hegdashdik isa. So one might have thought, hali me'ili, when are the karbonis acceptable? Even though I use them for personal purposes, hechad abahem, kishem chulin. When he did the avodah, obed bahem, before he was magdash, avol obed bahem, but if he used it for avodah purposes, Kishem Kachim, after he was Magdush at Emo, one might have said, Litzuru should be also to bring it as a carbon, should be puzzle. So that's why Tzricha, that's why I need the third pasuk. That under all circumstances, even if they use the animal which was Hugdush already, and they were Moel Behegdush and they used it for personal purposes, it doesn't puzzle, it's still Kosher Lakrova. So the din of Nasus Bo Avoida, puzzles, is only a special din by Egla Rufa and by Paradua. And Egla Rufet says it, and Paraduma doesn't say. Paraduma says, Ashaloy Oleho, Ashaloy Oleho. It doesn't say, Ashalo Ubadba. Ashalo Ubadba only says by Egla Rufa, and Paraduma has learned that from Egla Rufa. So now the Gemara is going to go into the details. How do these two dinim compare? That by Egla Rufa, the Pasuk says, Ashalo Moshach Ba'ol. And by Paraduma, it says, Ashalo Oleho. So that's a slight difference. That's an ol is a yoke. So you want to harness in the animal and tie it to a flower or tie it to a wagon to schlep something. So what if you, ashallah, ol aleh, ol sounds, I put the yoke on the animal and I didn't even begin to do the work yet. So it sounds like it's already puzzle. By Egla Ruf it says, ashallah, moshcha ba'ol. It didn't pull the yoke. Just putting on the old doesn't pass on. And here by Paraduma it says, Ashelo, Olo Lehol, it's even more chomer than Egla Rufa. So the Gemara draws this contrast. The Gemara before last week we had learned this, the Gemara quotes it again and they're going to go into a discussion. Gufa, Omer Rav Yudah, Omer Rav. Sometimes the Gemara, this is a common expression in a lot of Gemaras. The Gemara mentioned something in passing previously. Then the Gemara says, well, let's analyze that again. Let's go into the details. So sometimes the Gemara will say, Omar Mar, we said before, and they'll quote the memory, and then they'll go into more details. Sometimes they'll say, Gufo. So what's the rule? When do they say, is there a rule? And if there is a rule, what is the rule? When will the Gemara say, Gufo? When will the Gemara say, Omar Mar? So the Yad Malachi talks about this. So Yad Malachi was an encyclopedia that was written in the 1700s. An encyclopedia of Talmudic terminology. When the Gemara uses this terminology and when that terminology. The Chidor lived there also, contemporary of the Yad Malachi. Chidor was a meshulach for a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. He used to travel all over Europe to schlep geld to collect money for the yeshiva. When he was traveling all over, so he always used to visit the libraries to see what the royal libraries had. He would always find Kisvei Yad of the Rishonim, and always copy down. Whenever he found a new Ksav Yad, some revolutionary Chiddush, he would always copy it down. So we have a lot, before they discovered the manuscripts of the Meiri, and imprinted them all, so he had already, from the 1700s, the Chidor had already quoted many of those Mechudish Dikadinim from the Meiri. And he quoted others as well. So they
like Dolomals, what the name of this?
Yeah. Yeah. The Chidor wrote quite a few encyclopedias that are alphabetically arranged. And the Shem Agdolim has the names of the books and the names of the Mechabrim alphabetically arranged. He has other Svarim also, quite a few encyclopedias. He has one like the Yad Malachi of Talmudic terminology and concepts. Then he has encyclopedias of Agoda. Then he has encyclopedias of Kabbalah. He has many, many different Svarim. And each Sefer is 100 pages long, not Stama, and a little essay, 5-10 pages. Each Sefer is a Chaticha Ruilis Kabbit. So I think the Yad Malachi says that the rule really is Oba Mar means the respected Mar is a respected individual. So Oba Mar is more respect than Gufa. So Oba Mar is when you quoted a Tana. So we say, oh, Mamar, you quoted a Mishnah or a Braisa, and we're going to analyze it for the Gufa. If you quote an Amor, like over here, Gufa, Om Rab Yudah Amar Rav, it's a Memra, Rab Yudah quotes in the name of Rav, Sinishkin Mishnah, Sinishkin Braisa. And if it would have been a Mishnah or a Braisa, then they would have introduced it by saying, Om Amar. The only thing is that there are exceptions to the rule. So that's the question. You count up the exceptions. There can not be as many exceptions to the rule as the rule. So the ice rule. Others write fakert. Others, I forgot already who. Others write the rule is fakert. If it's a Tana, then you say Gufa. And if it's an Amar, then you say Amar. But there are a lot of exceptions to the rule. So there's no rule. No rule.
I heard a Rebbe used to say that Amar is just a quotation. Now we are going to discuss it. But Gufa, this is the Hachem. This is where the Gemara is going to come out with a definitive answer.
No, they're used in the same way. They mean the same thing. We're going to quote again something that we mentioned earlier, Bikitzer, and now we're going to elaborate more on it. But sometimes they say Gufa, sometimes they say Omamar. It's both to introduce something that we quoted before and to elaborate further on it.
Because many years ago we had time to forget.
Uh-huh. Don't know. So the Gemara is going to quote again. Gufa, Om Rab Yudah Marav. Rab Yudah was a Talmud of Rav, so he quotes the name of Rav. Inech ala udo shol sakin psula. If you put, let's say, I have a whole bunch of empty bags, and I have all the empty bags and another empty bag. And I put a sack full of empty bags on a paraduma. So does that... I didn't put an ol, I didn't put a yokan, I just put a bag that has a whole bunch of empty bags. Udo shol sakin. A whole bunch of empty sack. So psula, even though I didn't even have the paraduma move. I have an animal which I want to use for paraduma. I wasn't magdish it yet. And I put empty bags on, then I realized, hey, this animal may be worth $1 million. I may be able to sell it to the rabbis as a paraduma. So I take off the bags. So he says, Rab says, you just put a masui, a light masui, empty bags. How much does it weigh already? Okay. One bag is also the Zalbazach. It means to say something light. And you didn't even have the paraduma budge. I was preparing to have it schlep, but then I changed my mind. I didn't have it moved. See, if I just put the masui, a light masui, on the paraduma, there to shine pasul. Masheni came be'eg la'rufa, achit timshach. Only if it moves. Why? Because be'eg la'rufa it says, Hashalom moshcha be'ol. Moshcha means it's moving. Masheni came by paraduma, says, Hashalom ol aleha ol. I didn't even put an ola on. Forget about Moshcha. That doesn't have to move. Just ola leho. Beg Markasha, how can you say that Por Aduma is going to be more chomer than Egla Rufa? It doesn't have the exact same din. Beg the Gemara, it doesn't sound right. Meisvei, we have a Braisa. Oh. It says by Por Aduma, shalo ola oleho o. And it doesn't say about Avoida. By Egla Rufa it says Hashalom Moshcha Ba'ol Vashalom Ubad Bo. So it says avoid the pasels by Egla Rufa. It never says by Paraduma avoid the pasels. But it says by the old that Paraduma is Mochomer than Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa is Moshcha Ba'ol if it schlepped some Masui. And Paraduma is Ol Aleha Ol if it all was put. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa, all it says by Paraduma Ol. And Liala Ol if you put a Yokan. Shara Ba'ol is Minayim. What if I used it? I was riding on the animal, I made the paraduma pull something, I carry something. How do you know other avoidas? Amrit kavachaymer, I learned a kavachaymer from Egla Rufa. Ma Egla Rufa, she ain't mum poisel bo, mum doesn't possible Egla Rufa. Nonetheless, she avoidas poiselas bo, that's a pasuk, shalo ubad bo, so paraduma, she mum poisel bo, that's a pasuk, paraduma, that's a ba mum, is poisel. So we have a kavachaymer, and that's how we have established that sharavayit is pasul by paraduma. Then the brayse continues. V'im nafshu chaloymar, and if you think there's room to dingzach, that it's not a good kavachaymer, and the brayse doesn't tell you what there is to dingzach, v'im nafshu chaloymar, and you think that there's room to argue and to reject the kavachaymer, so I have on a kavachaymer, I have exereshova. Nemekan ol menemel halano. It says by Egla Rufa shalom moshcha b'yol, and it says by paraduma shalom ol leha ol. So ol is exereshova mal halon. Just like by Egla Rufa, sharavayit is postless, but says explicitly shalom ubad bo Zavkan, so too, by Poraduma, Shavod is Pustlus. So we have established, so far we have established that if you use the Pora for Sharavaidas, it'll passel it also.
Either what's the Sharavaidas?
To do any other malacha, on and all, without a yoke. To do any other malacha.
Rebbe, maybe I can stay on the roof for a small cover because it's also Bahamor. And by Poraduma, you can the Kadesh and Isha with Afer Chatos or Mechatos. Is that significant?
The Poraduma itself is also Bahamor. After you burn it, if you make it into ashes.
Egel roof is also Bahamor Leola.
Yeah.
In any form. Is it a time?
It's a good kasha. Well, it is a good kasha. I don't know. It is a good kasha.
Yeah.
Mechatas, yeah. Mechatas is the water, yeah. I don't know. It is a good kasha. Sounds like a good kasha. I'm not, the Gemara does not consider it. It is a good kasha. I don't know.
Isn't Zeresha stronger than a Kal V'Chaimer? If you have a Zeresha, why should you start?
No, first the Gemara thought, you have a Kal V'Chaimer, you don't have to come up with a Zeresha. But then the Gemara says, the Napsha Chalaimer, after something to Dingzach with the Kal V'Chaimer, so then the Din can be established through a Zeresha. So the Gemara wants to know, what was the room to Dingzach with the Kal V'Chaimer? Wasn't it a good Kal V'Chaimer? We know that Paraduma is Mochomet and Egla Rufa. In that Paraduma, Mum Pasol, and Egla Rufa Mum does not Pasol. Freg the Gemara on this price of Maya Napsha Chalaimer. What does that line in the Brisa mean? That if there's room to reject the Kal V'Chaimer, why is there a Svara to argue? So the Gemara says, why? V'chitem, Oikele Mifrach. There's a pircha. You're telling me that Paraduma is Mohammed and Egla Rufa, Vaharaya, that Paraduma Mum Pasels and Egla Rufa Mum. You have one detailed din that indicates that Paraduma is Mohammed. So the Gemara says, Ika Lemifrach, there's a pircha mal. That you tell me this is Chama, that's Kal. I can prove from another detail halacha that this is Kal and that's Chama. Fakir, where do you see? Mal Egla Rufa, she came shining postles, but there's a maxima. After the first birthday, it's possible for Egla Rufa. Masheni came Paraduma. Paraduma has a minimum age. If it's not old enough, it's not acceptable for Paraduma, but it doesn't have any maximum age.
Why isn't two things the same?
Why?
Here's minimum. Here's maximum. It's the same thing.
Minimum is not mature enough. But maximum, the Gemara said, that's a chiddush by Egla Rufa that doesn't appear by Paraduma. Paraduma, and most Karbonos also, ain't Ashan and Postles by him. There's no maximum age. So the Gemara says there's a pircha. You can reject the Kal V'Chaimer based on the pircha, namely, Mali Egla Rufish Ken Shanim Postles Bo, Masheni came by Paraduma, Shanim do not passel. So this seems to indicate that maybe Egla Rufa is Mochomer than Paraduma, so as I rub the Ganze Kal V'Chaimer. Or the Gemara says, Inami, you can reject the Kal V'Chaimer based on the Yochiach. That's what we explained last week. The two ways to reject the Kal V'Chaimer. One way is with a pircha. One way is a yochiach. A pircha, the Gemara calls a loshen, me'ikre de dina pircha, the whole basis of the dina, the Kal V'Chaimer. The word dina means a Kal V'Chaimer. The me'ikre de dina pircha, the ganze Kal V'Chaimer is wrong. You tell me A is chama, B is kal, because you have a certain din. I'll prove from another detail halacha that B is chama and A is kal. That's the pircha, the Gemara. Ikel mifrach, maybe Egla Rufa is considered more chama than Paraduma, because shonim pasal by Egla Rufa doesn't pasal by Paraduma. Inami the Gemara says, maybe you can ding zich with that pircha, but we have a yochiach. Yochiach means a different thing. Yochiach means, you made a Kal V'Chaimer, it's always gehalten, I can't ding zich with the Kal V'Chaimer. But exactly the same style Kal V'Chaimer made here, I can make in another area of halacha with another two dinim, and I'll come up with a conclusion that I know is wrong. So that shows that there's something wrong with that style of a Kal V'Chaimer. That's called a yochiach. I can prove that there's something fishy with your Kal V'Chaimer because the same Kal V'Chaimer could have been made somewhere else and it'll lead you to a false conclusion. Inami the Gemara says, so the Gemara says in the end of Chulin that a pircha is me'ikri de din a pircha. The pircha knocks out the whole kishkas from the whole Kal V'Chaimer. Yochiach is a lesser way to demolish. It doesn't really demolish Kal V'Chaimer, it's just that you can't use it because you're not sure. Maybe there's something faulty with the logic. The Gemara says, Inami, maybe kochim yochiach. You're trying to tell me a Kal V'Chaimer. The Madach by Egla Rufa, where Mum doesn't passel, Avayda passels, Ashala Ubad Bo, Por Adumo, where Mum does passel, it's a Kal V'Chaimer that Avayda should passel. So I can make the same Kal V'Chaimer to all Kochim. Madach Egla Rufa, Mum doesn't passel, Avayda passel. So all Karbonis, where Mum passels, Avayda should passel. We just had three psukim to say that it's not true. The Gemara had three psukim to establish that that din is not correct. Avoda never passes by kachim. Avoda seta, avoda sisa, avoda before you are magdish, after you are magdish. Avoda doesn't passel. So the Gemara calls that a yochiach. Inami, kachim yochiach, kachim yochicho. There's yochiach shemun poisel behem vein avoda paselus behem. You should have made the same kavachaymer from Egla Rufa to all kachim that avoda should passel. And that's not true. So it's arup the ganze kavachaymer. So how do you know? So the Gemara is coming on the Brisa. So how does the Brisa know that Avoda passels by Paraduma? You started off that it's a Kavachimer, and then we said Vinapsha Cholaimar, and if you realize that you can dinsach either because there's a Pircha, because there's a Yochiach, then we gotta have Xerah Shovin. So that's what the Gemara now is repeating the next line in the Brisa. Okay, Nemakan Ov, Nemalahalan Ol, Xerah Shovin. Malahalon, just like by Egla Rufa, the word Ol appears, it says a Shalamashcha B'Ol. So the word all appears, and it means malahalon shara avodas. Not only all pasels, even ashalubad bo shara avodas also pasel. Afkam by paradum also the word all appears. Shara avodas are also included. Frig the Gemara. Wait a minute. So you're learning out exerishava. Exerishava means A equals B. It's an equation. So how can you tell me now that paradum is mochomer than egla rufa? Well, how did we start? The third wide line. Gufa Omer Rav Yudah Omer Rav. Rav Yudah quotes in the name of Rav that Paraduma is Mochomer than Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa, if you put the package on and you didn't have it budge, so it doesn't passel yet. And Paraduma, when you put it on, it already Ashallah Allah Leho. You put it on. So Freg di Gemara, Umimokam Shebasa, but if you're learning out A from B, you're learning out Paraduma from Egla Rufa. So why don't you say Malahalan Ashet Timshach Avkana Ashet Timshach? How do you know Shara Avoid is possible? When you put on a Udashal Sakin, you put on a bunch of empty bags, that's not Ol. Ol means a yoke. So you're saying, if you put on a bag, it also passes. Where do you get that idea, putting on a bag? That's included in Shara Avoid. So you're telling me now that Shara Avoid is by Paraduma is Mochomer than Egla Rufa. That's impossible. Mimokim Shabasa, but you're learning out Paraduma from Egla Rufa. How can Paraduma be Mochomer than the original source? It's impossible. The place you're learning out from is Egla Rufa to Paraduma. Omi Mokum Shabasa, you're learning from Egla Rufa to Paraduma. So learn from there that it's only Moshcha B'Yol. Only if it moves, if it just you just put the Masa Yan and it didn't carry anything. So it cannot be Mochomer. Either you started off to learn out Paraduma from Kal V'Chomer. From Egla Rufa. Then he said, no, the Kavachayma, you can ding Sachi, there are Pircha, Yachiach, we're going to learn through Xerah Shavah. Oh, but we Mokam Shabasa, but you're learning out A from B. So A can't be Mochamah than B. You learn out from there.
What about Shanim? Why there's also a difference?
Shanim is based on Psukim, that we know is different. Okay, the Xerah Shavah is only for this, only for the Shah Ravoidis. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. You're learning at A from B. By Egla Rufa, it only passels if it carries the bundles. Afkan by Paraduma, Shetimshach. How do you tell me? How does Rav come off to make such a statement that you put the package on the Paraduma and it already passels it before he even moved, before it even carried the package? How can it be Mochomer than Egla Rufa? So Gemara says, you're right. It's a Machloikes Hatanoim. How did you establish that din that Shar Avoid is passed by Paradum? So one Brisa that we quoted before says, all Xerashav, we attempted to learn with Xerah, a Kalvachaymer, and then the Kalvachaymer fell through. Menapshe Cholaymer, the Kalvachaymer fell through for one reason or another, and then we learned it with Xerashav. If that Tana is right, that you learn it from Xerashav, connecting between Egla Rufa, Paraduma cannot be Mochomer than Egla Rufa. Oh, but Tanoihi, there's another Tana who doesn't learn it out from Egla Rufa. It learns it out from the Psukim by Paraduma alone. Mineyube, from the Parsha Paraduma, there are extra words. And extra words indicate that even Sharabat is Tanoihi. And you're right, that's a Machloikas HaTanoim. Amar Rav Yudah, Amar Rav is in disagreement with that Brisa that we quoted before. That the Paraduma is learned out from Egla Rufa with respect to Sharabat. It's a machlekes tatanim deika de maisila megla rufa. One tana learns it out, like we said, olo, and that's against the amar of Yudah Marav. And deika the other tana de maisila migufa de pora. from the words in Paradum itself, the Tanya, here's the second brisa. It says Ashalo Oleha. You have a paraduma that you put a heavy yoke on, the wood, on the two sides, in the front, the wood that you harness an animal with. So it says only O. Maybe the apostle only says that if you put a yoke on the paraduma, it becomes possible. How do you know Shavuot is minayin? So he doesn't learn it out. Nishkin tenak kal v'chaimer from Egla Rufa, and Nishvin exera shava has nothing to do with Egla Rufa. Minayu bay from the parasha paraduma Talmud Loima, the pasuk says an extra expression of shalom olo oleha ol. It could have said it shorter. I don't know exactly how it would say shorter, but that's what the Tana seems to be implying. Yeah,
you don't need a lamp.
There are extra words there, so this is a ribuy mikol makom. Even if it's not all, even sharavayit is also. In Cain's, if so, once you establish the Shabbat, it is also possible. Is Matamalama also? Why does the Chumash single out all? If you're gonna be marbe, even Shabbat, it is also possible. Why is all mentioned specifically? And for the Tana, the Brisa answers all possible by Mishas Avodah by Mishloish, Ben Shaloi Mishas Avodah. Let's say you put on the yoke on the animal. You didn't even see Bayeg La Ruf Esa Shalom Moshcha Biol. If it pulled an all, then it's possible. Paradum, it says you didn't even the animal didn't even move. But still, you put the yol on, planning to have the animal move and to do something. What if he put the yol because it was in the way, and I want to walk over there, so I want to get the yol out of the way, so I put it on the behemoth, not intending shaloi b'shas aveda. I didn't even intend that this is going to be the haschala of moshcha b'yol. So that's what the Brisa says, that old apostles. Even though I put the all on, not intending even to serve as a haskala, I didn't even plan to use the animal, the paraduma, to schlep and all. Still it passes. That's what the Gemara answers. Old posel, be mishas avede, be shloi bishas avede. Mashenik in shar avedes. Ain't posel salah bishas avede. Let's say I put a uda shal sakim, what he said before. I put a package on the paraduma. Because it's in the way, I have no place to put it. So I put it over here. I didn't plan to have the paraduma schlep this package anywhere. I just put it to get out of the way for a moment and take it off. So the Brisa says that doesn't passel. Shar avoda is only passel b'shas avoda. If I have the paraduma do some work for me, but all passels even shloi b'shas avoda. Even I put on the all, not planning that this should be the beginning of a schlepping process. So that's, we established all the din. Now the Gemara fact up some interesting kasha. We have midas shatar and reshes behem. Once in a long while, the Gemara talks about these midas. You look in the Sifra, you have every page to have these midas, but in the Gemara, hardly ever has these. You have a klal uprat, you have a prat klal. So if you have a pasuk which has a klal uprat, so we assume that aim bechlal alamashe befrat. Even though the pasuk starts off klal, it sounds like it's a general din, but then a fear ties with that prat, so we assume the din only applies in that case. Or you have a prat to klal. The Chumash gives an example, a dugma, and then it says a loshen klal. So we say that nasa klal mosif ala prat, and it's really a klal. The prat doesn't mean anything. So the Gemara asks over here. The aim, or maybe zogazai, maybe we should say ashaloi olo aleha ol. It says by paraduma. So before you get to the word ol, ashaloi olo aleha sounds like klal. The paraduma never was carrying anything, and then it says ol. One example of a thing. So maybe I should. Shum dover. If it would have ended off shalol aleha shum dover. Dover.
Doesn't fit grammatically.
Yeah, maybe you should say shalol aleha dover. Whatever you put on the animal. But it doesn't say, it says only all. So the Gemara says, maybe I should say that this should be called a klal uprat, and aim bechlal elamashe befrat. So the psul should only be olen midiachmini loy. If you put an uda sholsaken, it should not passel. If you put a suitcase, you put a box of chocolates, anything else you put on the paraduma should not passel, because only all, nothing else should passel. Everything Gemara, no. In the Hilchas Midrash Atar Nidreshes Mem, you're wrong. This doesn't qualify as a klal uprat. This is asher, it says shalala leha'ol, the word asher is ribuyahu. So it's marbe, that you shouldn't treat it as a... Shouldn't treat it as a what? As a klal prat, and then you'll be left only aim klal masha befrat, only the prat. No, it's a ribuy. Everything is included. Sure. Then the Gemara has a brisa by Egla Ruf also. Such a similar brisa. It says Ashalom Moshcha be'o. So it says ain li ala ol shar avodis minayin. How do you know all other avodis also pasal by Egla Ruf? So that's a cinch. It says so in the pasuk. Talmud Loimar, Ashalu Ubad Bo, Mikomokom. That's a beferishim pasuk. You don't need any yalfusas from anywhere else. That pasuk says by Egla Rufa, Ashalu Ubad Bo. No malacha was done with the Egla Rufa at all. Mikomokom. Fregdemoim Kain, Mal Talmud Loimar Ol. So why is Ol singled out? Ol should be, Moshcha Bi Ol should be one dugma, one example of Shara Vaidas. So what do you need Ol to be singled out? So the answer is, all posel be mishas avoda ben shlo bishas avoda and sheni ken shara avoda same posel zelo bishas avoda same as before. Then the Gemara asks, so there's a difference between all and shara avoda. Then the Gemara asks, v'yema, but maybe I should say that it's also, it should be a klal prat, that what? Ashala ubad bo, sounds like a klal. All avoda is posel. Then the next phrase says, ashala moshcha bi ol. So maybe that should be all should be a prat. And if you have a klala prat, then a klala masha b'prat. All then be the achmini loy. So maybe that should undo the whole pasuk. The pasuk says, Ashala ubad ba. And we establish the din. Egla rufa is no good. If nas is ba malacha, maybe we should dray, we should use the midrash ha'tarin and reshes pam to establish that this case should be a klala prat, then a klala masha b'prat. Only all. Be the achmini loy. So the Gemara gives the same answer. It's not correct. In the Midrash HaTorah Ashes Bam, this pasuk doesn't qualify for klal prat because the word asher, ashalom moshcha b'ol, asher is ribuya, so it's marbe everything. Okay, we're not so familiar. We don't really know how to darshan the midas. In the days of the Amoraim, they hardly knew how to darshan Midrash HaTorah Ashes Bam. That was in the days of the Tanoim. They knew the Gemara has in Chorus in the first paragraph. The Tanoim knew how to read Parshas Bereishis and to read in between the lines with the Midrash HaTorah and Rosh Hashanah to figure out scientific information from the Brias HaOlam, Parshas Bereishis. Medical facts they could figure out. In the days of the Amoraim, they didn't know how to do that. At least the Amoraim knew a little bit how to darshan halachas. As man as nobody knows how to darshan the Midrash HaTorah and Rosh Hashanah. A lot of times you have Taisvis and Zvachim and Menachis and Mesichtis and Kochim. So Taisvis wants to know, where did the Tanoim figure this din out from? The Taisus starts reconstructing, it's a klala prat, it's a hin, it's a her, it's a this. So you always look in the back of the Gemara, they always say 85% of the time Taisus nish getroffen. They have often the drushes from the Sifra, not like Taisus. Taisus is trying to guess, they're trying to reconstruct. And the back of the Gemara, they always show that that's not what the Tanoim said. The Taisus didn't have the knack. We don't have the knack to anything. The only thing we know a little bit is to analyze. The Gemara says, we're medama milsa la milsa. All the poskim throughout all the generations, how do they come up with tshuvas? How do all the gedolim come up with tshuvas? The medama milsa la milsa. The Gemara says what the din is in this case. How come over here it's also here it's mutas? So you have to analyze what condition causes the din to be like this. What's the rule and what's the exception to the rule? And then you have to try to figure out to be medama milsa la milsa. In the case at hand, does it belong under the rule? Does it belong under the exception to the rule? So the only thing, medama milsa la milsa, that's mamatzino. Like kal v'chaymer, mamatzino. That's the only thing we know how to use today. We don't know how to use any of these meters. Forget about the...
Dangerous.
Huh?
Gzereshav is very dangerous if you darshan your own.
Yes. Gzereshav, we don't know how to darshan. Yeah. Gzereshav, the Gemara says, Eidon and Dom Gzereshav, me'atzma elam ken kibla me'rabbi. So it sounds like you have to have a tradition on this particular Gzereshav. But then on the other hand, the Gemara has rules and regulations on Gzereshav. If it's mufna mitzadechon or mufna mishneitzdorim, the word here, ol, is the word miyutar in both psukim, or is the word ol only miyutar ibrik in one of the two psukim? So if it's mufna mishneitzdorim, the word is panui. The word is ibrik, is extra in the both psukim, then it's a strong Gzereshav. And lemeidim ve'emeshivin, even if you have what to dingzich with the Gzereshav and svare, so that's such a strong Zereshava, you don't dingza. But if it's only mufta mitzad echad, then lemeidim, it's a legitimate gzereshada, the umeshivim. If you have a room to argue in svara, then you can reject the gzereshada. So the Rishonim asks, what do you mean? Meshivim, not meshivim. If you have to have a kabbalah, ain't on and dog zereshem can kibla me rabo. So what are you dinging zech about? You have a tradition that this is the gzereshada. The Gemara says, gzereshada doesn't have to be exactly the same word. The Gemara says, v'shava koin aboa koin, by tzaraz batin. One pasuk says v'shava koin, one pasuk says avoa koin, has the same meaning, so that's also gzereshada. But then the Gemara says, if you have a toss-up, to either dan gzereshada A from B or A from C, and A from B is the exact same word, and A from C is a similar word, so it's better, v'idomile alfina. It's preferable to learn the gzereshada from the word that's exactly the same, as opposed to v'shava koin avoa koin, where the word is similar, but it's not identical. What do you mean? Abatosav. What's the tradition? Eidon dong zarasham ken kibla mi rabbi. So what was the kabbalah mi rabbi? So the Rishonim answered, they don't think you have to have kibla mi rabbo on this particular gzereshava. Some Rishonim say they had a tradition which words were nimsar to dan with the gzereshava. Tachas, nesini, shalom, kesef, ol. And then you have a right to darshan any ol you want. Any two psukim chamish that say ol. Or any two psukim that say nesina. Then there's a lot of leeway. Or other Rishonim say they didn't even have a masorah of the words. Which words? They had a masorah, a mispar gzereshavas. They had the Tanaim had a tradition. There are 45 gzereshavas. You have a right to darshan 45 maximum. So you have a right to darshan away till you reach the point of 45. Then it's finished. So then if you have another gzereshava that's better, so throw out one of those and darshan this one. So there is room. There is leeway even in gzereshavas. That's what the Rishonim point out. Tosfos and the Shittim Kobetzes, the end of Bab Metzia, they point out gzereshavas is also, it's not kibla mirabba, this exact gzereshavas. Kibla mirabba is either the word is kibla mirabba or the mispah, the minyan ha gzereshavas. But there is leeway even in gzereshavas. But we today have already lost all of these traditions, how to be done. Midrash HaTorah Reshes Mem, the Ramchal, the author of the Mesilas Yesharim, has a lot of small essays, and he has essays on how to study Gemara. Nobody studies Gemara the way he does. We don't have his style of learning. He's a Sephardi from Italy. We have a different style. So, in one of his many essays, he writes about the fact that Bizmana Tanoim, the Midrash HaTorah Nedrash Hespem, had already been lost. And he quotes a Medrash Rabbah on Shir HaShirim, but one Tana makes a Gansa Drosha about darshaning something in Shir HaShirim. The other Tana says, where in the world did you get that from? He says, don't you know we have a tradition that whatever it says this word in Shir HaShirim has this connotation. He said, never heard of it. So you see, the Tanaim already had lost the Midrash HaTorah Nedrash Hespem in Agadita. Shir HaShirim is Hashkofe, it's Agoda, it's not Halacha. That Midrash HaTorah Nedrash Hespem to figure out scientific facts in Parshas Bereishis. How long is the pregnancy of a snake? His Mara says, the Sovide Beatuna, the Greek scholars who lived in Athens, were big scientists, and they couldn't figure things out, and the Tanaim figured it out just like this, based on Psukim. They knew how to read in between the lines. We don't have that at all. We just have Medama Milsa the Milsa. We have Svara. They say in the name of Rab Chaim Soloveitchik that Rabbi Shmuel says in the Braisa, Shloshes Midas HaTorah Nedrashes Behem, but there's a 14th meter that's more important than all the other 13. Svara. You have to know how to apply this. Svara is also Medama Milsa the Milsa. That's Mamatzinu. That's the Shaila. Which one of the midas is Mamatzinu? Mamatzinu is the most common midah used in the Gemara, but it's not on the list of Rabbi Shmuel. When he lists all Kal Vachomer, Zereshav, Ben Yirav, which one is Mamatzinu? So the Prima Godim has one of his little svarim. He points out as a machlekes or Rishonim. So some say it's based on Mamatzinu. Mamatzinu, it's based on Ben Yirav. Ben Yirav means that the original Ben Yirav means that the text of the Chumash is all in the same style. So the same word will appear in many different places, will have the same connotation. Like the word aid in the beginning of Sota, the first daf. Whenever the word aid appears in Chumash, it means two witnesses. It doesn't mean one witness. So that's a binyan av. Whenever a certain word appears, it has the same connotation. So what's the premise behind it? That the style of the Chumash is a unified style. So all written by one author, by the Rabbanu Shel Olam, has the same style. So included in Binyan Av is that Mamatzinu, that the halachas all are unified. All the dinim fit into one big mosaic, into one big pattern, And you can learn that midin echad lachavera, kal, choymer, mamatzinu, everything has to fit into a one big system or one big pattern. And other Rishonim disagree, and they say, no, binyanav only means that the text of the Chumash, the words, have the same usage all over. The word aid always means shnayim, that's a binyanav, but the halacha, but that halachas have to fit into a pattern, that's not the midah of binyanav, that's the midah of kal v'chaymer. But kal v'chaymer is a mamatzina with a twist, and a mamatzina is without the twist. But basically, mamatzina is the same as kal v'chaymer, without the kal v'chaymer. But the premise of both is that all the dinim in the Torah fit into one big pattern, one big system.
There's also riba meyat riba and some other things also.
There are more things that are not mentioned yet. Those meyud gimel meters, we don't bump into those so often. We bump into other meters. We have mali and chaser. The Gemara will dash and how come a word is sometimes spelled mali, sometimes chaser. He switched from masculine to feminine. He switched from singular to plural. Asher ribuyahu, ribuyim, extra words, a hey, hayidiyah, a zeh, a miut, and a ribuy. All kinds of additional midah, shatran, eshman, they're not listed at all on the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, he lists off 13 midahs, but there are many more than those, and the others are more famous, more often. Yeah, but these don't even appear in the Lamed Beis. The Mali with the Chasa, these are not even listed in the Lamed Beis midahs. Yeah, there are more midas. A lot of midas are turned in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara tells a story. Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara has, Omer Rabba Bo, boy minei b'Rabbi Yochanan. The line begins with the words, minei Rabbi Yochanan. I asked Rabbi Yochanan, Rabba Bo lived in Eretz Yisrael, he's a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. So he says, boy minei b'Rabbi Yochanan. I asked the question of Rabbi Yochanan. The din is Ashalom Moshcha Ba'ol, a contrast between Egla Rufa and Poraduma. The old passels by both, but by Egla Rufa it only passels if Moshcha Ba'ol. If the animal moved, it was schlepping the ol. And by Poraduma, Ashalom Olo Lehol, even if it didn't move an inch. So how far does it have to move by Egla Rufa? A mile, a half a mile, Dalaramis. How far does it have to schlep? Moshcha, Ashalom Moshcha Ba'ol, how far? That's what he asked. Mashiach HaSol Bekama. How far does the Egla Rufa have to schlep the ol that it should be posel? Amalei, Sir Rabbi Yochanan answered, Kimelo ol. The size of the ol. What do you mean the size of the ol? You have two long wooden bars on either side, then you have a bar in the front. That means the length of the bar, or the width of this, the length of these bars, the length of this bar, or the thickness of the bar. What does he mean?
According to every all, it must be different. Big all, a lot. Small one, less.
It won't be the same shear. No. It depends each all, yes. Kimlo all.
According to its size.
So the Gemara thinks, we'll see. Iboy Lahu said they're not sure what's the tegemein. Le'orkoi or le'rachba. Did he mean the length of the all, or did he mean the thickness of the all? Omer Lahu hahu me rabbonim rab Yankiv shmei. One of the Talmidim, Rabbana means the Talmidim. One of the Talmidim pipes up, his name happened to be Rabbi Yankim, and he says, the Didim Mufarsh Lemonade Rabbi Yochanan, I heard it explicitly from Rabbi Yochanan, I was there. And he explained to me, Mashiach HaSol L'Rachboi Tefa, the thickness of the ol, not the length of the ol, the thickness of an ol is a tefach. So if the animal schleps, the Egla Rufa schleps a package on itself, one tefach, not a mile, and not a half a mile, not a block, one tefach, it walks one tefach, ver chain post. That's what he said. Mashiach HaSol L'Rachboi Tefach. Frag Digmar, V'lei Ma Tefach, Zola Zogna Tefach. Why does he say, Mashiach HaSol L'Rachboi Tefach? The thickness of the ol. So Zog Digmar, Hoka Mashman, Derech Agav, Rabbi Yochanan is telling you another din, that the average, normal thickness of an ol is a tefach. What, that's a halacha? Well, that's not halacha. And for the Gemara, shiur de ol, the normal shear for an ol is a tefach thick, tefach havitza thick. Peg Gemara, my nafkemina. What? That's halacha. That's a mitzias de gazak. Gemara says, yeah, mitzias. If I call up and I order an ol, and I pay them with my credit card, and then I deliver an ol, and it's too thin or it's too thick, and I say it's too fat or it's too skinny. So the normal size ol, that's understood. Nafkemina lemekach hamemkar. If the oil is a tefach, then it's normal. And if it's skinny, then a tefach. I can ask for my money back. He didn't give me a normal oil. Normal oil is a tefach thing.
Maybe a
mitzarif
the
shear,
if he moves a half a tefach this week, and next week,
he'll move. It's a good shaila. I would think that not. I don't know. I would guess that not.
So how much time would have to last?
I would think right away. I don't know. It's a good shaila. Abchaim Kanievsky has a whole sefer on Perek Egla Rufa. I have to have it at home. I never looked at it. I don't know. I bought it many years ago. I never looked at it. I don't think it has anything that's halacha lemaisa.
How much did you, for Shabbos purposes, if you're able to make an animal move by yelling at it, how much does it have to move?
You make an animal...
Mechamer.
Mechamer. To carry something.
What do you take? $10.
Probably Dalar Amos. I think it's like Mabed Dalar Amos B'shus HaRabim. Chamin means if I make the animal carry, if I would carry Dalar Amos, it would be an Aveira. So make the animal carry, that's Mechamach HaBeemtah B'Shabbos. I think so. I would assume it's Dalar Amos. Chamin means that I make the animal schlep a bundle, schlep some package. Right, right. I would assume it's Dalar Amos. So that's Rabbi Yechanan. The famous Rabbi Yechanan the Amor. Now the Gemara creates a different Rabbi Yechanan. I'm Rabbi Yechanan ben Shaul. It's not the same person. He's giving agaratam. Ma omra Torah hove eglo banachal. What's the connection? How come in Nachaleson that nothing grows there, and why is it an eglo? Why is it an eglo arufa? So he gives a whole agaric explanation. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, eglo arufa has to be before the first birthday. So an eglo calf cannot give birth before it's 1 year old. So he says, Yovai Dova Shaloi Osa Peris, we should take an egg law that didn't give have any babies yet, the Yeorif, and you should chop its neck up and Mokum Shaino Osa Peris. You should do the Arifas Egla Rufa in a Nachaleison, where nothing can grow there. The Chaper, and this should serve as the Kapora, because we had the Kohanim have to recite the Pasuk that says in Chumash, Kapel Amchisol Shepadis Hashem. That's the top line on the daf that the Mishnah quoted from the pasuk. Kapel Am Chisol, the Kohanim, after the whole ceremony, after the whole mitzvah of Egla Rufa is fulfilled, so the Kohanim recite that pasuk. Kapel Am Chisol. So this serves as a kapar v'chaper on the fact on me shaloi hinicho la'asos peiros. They murdered this poor man. They didn't give him an opportunity to have any children. So the Gemara says this. Rabbi Yechanan ben Shaul has this agadic comment. That because they killed the person, they didn't enable him, they didn't give him an opportunity to have children, so that's why you should bring an egel arufa that didn't have any children and do the arifa and a nachaleson that doesn't grow any peiros. What do you mean that the man didn't have an opportunity to have it? The man or the woman, whoever it was, the man or the woman never had an opportunity to have children. Who says he never had a chance to have children? Maybe he's 95 years old, he has children, a great children, great great grandchildren. Someone murdered him. Who says that he didn't have any children? Frag the Gemara, my peris, what do you mean? If they didn't give the murdered person an opportunity to lose his peris, if you mean to say, periyavirivya, he didn't have a chance to have children, the simple translation, frag the Gemara, elamayata, what if the man is azake? He's 85 years old, he had a lot of children. What if we know who he is? We know he had a lot of children. Or he's a saris? What if the person, we recognize him? He has a medical condition that is unable to have any children. So you're going to tell me there's no mitzvah of Egla Rufa, because the one who murdered him didn't prevent him from having children. Ben Kovakoy couldn't have had any children.
It's interesting. I read in the name of Rav Scheinberg, that he is posing that somebody who doesn't have children, that is mechanic, other children, is mamish mechanic.
Yeah, that says kola megadol ben chaveru.
Kilo yoga. He says his mamish. To me, it was a half of
the. Yeah, the Chofetz Chaim has that in a few of his essays.
When I was in Israel recently, I saw a synagogue in Yerushalayim that's the Kabbashim, because the donor didn't have children, so he called the Kabbashim.
You should come lay all the shatters.
The caretaker told me that I told him. It's also
Uh-huh.
Same thing.
So the Gemara asks, what did he mean, Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul, that you have to bring an egel aruf on Nachal Eisan because they murdered this person, the Harug, who was unable lasses peris. If the lasses peris means to give birth to children, you don't bring an egel aruf if the person is an old man and he already had children. If the person has a medical condition, he's unable to have children. That's not true. What it means, he wasn't able to do lasses peris, means until now he was alive, he was able to perform mitzvahs. And now that they killed him, he can't continue to do mitzvahs. That's what it means. Lohinichu. Lasses peris means to perform mitzvahs. That's not the simple translation. More mitzvahs. As many mitzvahs as he did, he could have done more mitzvahs. Yeah. Then the Gemara goes back to comment on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that licha tchila, the mitzvah b'shlei musa, is to do the arifa segla rufa in a nachal eson. In a nachal eson means karka kosher kimashmoy. It should be a hard area, not soft earth where you can plant things. Amokim kosher. That's we had a machlekes, the Rambam and Rashi. What does it mean, nachal? So the Rambam says nachal means a river. And nachal eson means a river that flows with force, tremendous force. Nachal kosher. And Rashi learns nachal means a valley. And karka kosher means that nothing can grow there.
Nachal is a small river.
That's how the Rambam learns that nachal usually means a small river. And here it means a small river that goes with force. Nachal eson, the water rushes with force. And Rashi says over here, nachal means a valley. Nachal means a valley. Eson means kosher. So the Rambam learns kosher means, yeah, kosher. The water goes kosher. And Rashi says, no, kosher, the carcass kosher.
Because nachal could be a dried up.
Yeah.
A valley, but the water.
Yeah. So the Gemara, and the Mishnah says that this is only lechatchila. But if you do the arifa, segel arufa, in an area where it's not nachal eson, it'll also be good b'di'evit. In all the mitzvahs, the Gemara says, a lot of times you have the mitzvah b'shlei musa is when you do it with all the pitch of kiss, with all the details, that's the kind of mitzvah b'hidur b'shlei musa. And then a lot of times you do your mitzvah shalom b'shlei musa and you get partial credit. You're in the mitzvah partially. And sometimes if you're missing too much, let's say if you have tzitzis, you don't have tcheles, so you're mekayim an incomplete mitzvah. The mitzvah b'shlei musa is tcheles with lower. What if you don't even have four strings that are folded over, you only have one string that's tied in it? So that's missing too much. There's too much shalom b'shlei musa. The same by all mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah b'shlei musa, and there's a mitzvah shalom b'shlei musa, yotzei partially. Then there's a mitzvah that's too much shalom b'shlei musa, you're not even yotzei anything. You have to do the mitzvah all over again with the bracha. You just weren't yotzei the first time. So the Gemara has details. The Gemara has to learn that from psukim. When do you say that you're not even yotzei b'di'evit? When do you say b'di'evit you are yotzei? Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara is going to comment on the din in the Mishnah. Minayin le'eson shehu kosher. How do you know from biblical Hebrew, from Tanakh, that the word eson, nachal eson, means kosher? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk that says, eson moshevecho v'sim ba'sel akinecho. That's in Bilam HaRosha, in his Nevuah. So he says, he uses an expression, v'sim ba'sel akinecho. The Jewish people are set the very firm, we have a strong basis, and we're going to continue for Li'olam Vo'ed. So we're going to place our nest. A kan is a nest, where a bird makes a nest. The Jewish people can place their nest. We're going to have our children basela in a solid foundation. So the pasuk begins, Eson Moshevecho. We are located at a mokum Eson. What is Eson? So the word Eson means sela, means a dover kosher. So just like over there, the word Esa means kosher, so over here also, Nachal Esa means karka kosher. The Oimer, and you have a pasuk in Novi, not only the pasuk in Chumash, you have a pasuk in Novi. Shivu Horim Esriv Hashem V'Hoisanim Moiz Deyoretz. So there also, Esanim is like the word Horim. Esanim means Dova kosher, like a mountain. Acher Mamrim, and a third opinion has it, Minayin La'Esan Shuhu Yoshen, Yoshan. What does it mean, Yoshan? So Rashi explains. He's supposed to do Egla Rufa Nachal Eson. So let's say sometimes someone's making a rifle range, whatever. So you're going to dig out a lot of offer. You're going to dig a tunnel. You're going to dig a lot of offer over here. What are you going to do with the offer? You're going to put it somewhere else. So we're going to take offer from this location and throw it over here, a new location. Oh, and then we found a cholo. You have to do an egla roof. We're going to do the egla roof over here. Over here, this area, we just poured the offer here last month. Yeah. It hasn't been here for centuries and centuries. So the Gemara says, Das Tegnish. Minayin leis and shehu yoshon. Yoshon means this karka has been here for a long, long time, from time immemorial, for centuries and centuries. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Navi, Goy eson hu goy meyolam hu. So just like there, the word eson has the connotation of goy meyolam, from centuries and centuries. So to over here, Rashi says, if you have offer that was huva karki isa mechadosh, mikarkachriti, I dug a lot of offer. We're making tunnels, we're making a pond, whatever. And then we take the offer and we throw it here, and we have a whole field that has brand new offer. So that doesn't qualify
but
to.
Not kosher,
right, yep.
So that's not kosher. That's not acceptable. Has to be esa means kosher, and it has to be also yoshon. Has to be there from a long time, from centuries.
Virgin soil.
Will not be kosher. Yeah. Yeah, kosher, I don't know. The Mishnah says kosher is only l'chatchila and b'dievet. It would be good. What if it's this chodosh as opposed to yoshon? That's also possible b'dievet. I don't know.
No, but you see that yoshon is a new category, new inyan. It's the whole hotel.
Could be. Could also be. Then Mishnah says, "V'arfa masa b'kupas mi'achorev." The arifa segla rufa you do from the back of the neck. When you shech be'emis, you have to shech from the front, and when you do egla rufa, you have to do from the back. V'egdimar my timer. How do you know that? It says v'arfu shamas egla banachal. So the word v'arfu, goma arifa mechatasof. It says by chatasof you have to do the malika mimul arpo. The orif is over here, the back of the head. The mimul orpa is further down. The back of the neck is called, the back of the head is orif. And the back of the neck is called mimul orpa, lower down. So just like over there it says, malika anachata soif is mimul orpa, the word orpa appears. Here it says, v'orfu sham seg lamanachal, v'orfu, the verb has a shaykhis with that.
What's the limit? What's the limit? How do you know it does it?
It's a Xerishov, Arifa, Arifa. It's not the same word. Here it says Ba'orfu, and there it says Mimul Orpo. This is a verb, and there it's a noun. Yeah. It's not, one is a verb, one is a noun, but still it's a Xerishov, like a Shabakain, a Ba'akain. And then the Mishnah says, after you've done the Arifa, Segla Rufa, Nekoma Osir Mil Israel Umil Yavit. You're not allowed to plant, and you're not allowed to plow that location. So the Gemara says, Tanabanan, it sounds at first that it's a machlekes tatanaim. How do you translate the words of the pasuk? The pasuk says, you should do the arifa segla rufa in the nachal eisan, asher lo yeyaved bo v'lo yizoreya. So the first Tana says, lisha ovar. You have to do arifa segla rufa in a nachal, in a valley, let's say, where nothing was ever planted and nothing was ever plowed. Lisha ovar. But lahabod, there's no isid. That's what it sounds like. After you do the egla rufa, there's nothing wrong if you plant now. It's just the location should be such a location that l'sha'over nepesa shelo yavid bo v'lo yizoreya. We never planted anything. Rabbi Yonason disagrees and he says, no, l'haba. It means you're not allowed to plant and you're not allowed to do avodas hakarka there. So it sounds like the did in the Mishnah is a machlekes hatanaim, Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonason, whether there is such a did. So comes the Gemara, Omar Rav, not true. What it says in the Mishnah, everybody's masking. Lehaba de kuli amula pligi. That what it says in the Mishnah, that after you do that rifa segla rufa, you're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to plow, you're not allowed to do avodah sakarka. They all agree that you're not allowed to. Dichsiv lo yizareya. That goes in the future. You're not allowed to plant there. Ki pligi the machlegas Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonason is, can I use a location, a karka kosher, but I know that 50 years ago we planted, 100 years ago there used to be a farm here. We used to plant, and now it's a karka kosher. So can I use that location? That's the machlek. Rabbi Yoshi Sovar, Miksi v'lo yubad. It doesn't say only in the future. The way it says in the Pasuk, it sounds like not only Lahabo, you're not allowed to plant, it should be a location where nothing was ever planted there. You should get a Nachalesa where they never had a farm. And Rabbi Edison disagrees. He says, no, it only goes on Lahabo. If it would go in the past that we never plowed, we never planted, it should be in past tense. It says it below Shanasid. Rabbi Edison says the Pasuk only goes Lahabo. And the first Tana Rabbi Yoshi says it means both Lahabo and Lishovar. Lahabo that you're not allowed to plant in Nachal Eisan. And Lishovar it's only kosher to serve as Nachal Eisan if the location never served, this area never served as a farmland. If it once served as a farmland, you shouldn't use it. So that's the Gemara explains. That's how Rabbi explains. The Machlek is Hatanoim. Lahabo, they all agree with what it says in the Mishnah. There's an Isar Avodah Sakarka. And the Machlekes is, can you use a Nachales in a place where they once had a farm? Then it says in the Mishnah, the next caption, Mutal Lizrik Sham Pishton Lanaka Sham Avonim. You're not allowed to use Nachales after you did the Arifa Segla Rufo, you're not allowed to use it to plant and to plow and to do Avodas HaKarka. What if you want to have a carpenter's, carpenters are going to make furniture there. So they're going to sit in the sun, and they're going to bang nails, they're going to cut wood, they're going to size, and they're going to have a yeshiva, going to sit and learn there. Or you're going to play ping pong, going to do other things there. Manara avodas hakarka, you're going to do activities on the location, but you're not going to use the karka for the activities. So that says that that's permissible. Mutal lizrik sham pishton, I harvested flax grows on bushes. I harvested flax from other places, and I'm going to take it over here to comb it out, to clean it out, to wash it out, to comb it out. I'm not doing the malocha in the karka. I'm standing on the karka to do the avodah, but I'm not using the karka. Or lenaka shamavonim. I carved out stones from the mountains nearby, and I'm going to shape the stones. I'm going to make shapes on them over here. I'm going to wash them off and make them to size. So I'm not doing the malocha in the karka. Yeah. So Tanu Rabbanan, the Brisa spells it out. How do you know Shabbat is Minayin? Other activities with the earth are also prohibited. All of it is not allowed. Why does it say Lo Yizareya? If not only planting is also, all the Melechas HaKark are also. And for the Gemara, Mazri Mechedesh, Ibe Gufa Shal Kark, of course Ibe Gufa Shal Kark. To the exclusion of these cases, Yotza Srikas Pishtam and Nikra Avonim, it's not Ibe Gufa Shal Kark, so that's Mutashem. Then the Gemara says, also, like on Amar Aleph, maybe it should be Yechveis HaKlalaprat, whatever. Gemara says, you got it wrong. There's a Riboy and a Snishkin Klalaprat. We don't know how to use Klalaprat Bechlal. So by us, we would never even think of the Kasha. Okay. Then the Brisa said, then the Gemara continues. The Mishnah said, the Pasuk says in Chumash, the Ziknei Ho'ir, the Rabbanim, because the din is, you can only bring an Egla Rufa, you have to only measure to cities that have a Bezin. Yishem of Bezin, you don't measure. And we had a machlekes of Rishonim, where the Bez means the Bezin of 23. That's good for Din and Nefesh's purposes, a Bezin of 3. That's the Shev Shmaitz has a whole Shtikl Torah. So he has to, part of his Shtikl Torah, he shows that this is a machlekes of Rishonim. Rashi and the Ramam, how much of a Bezin? 3 or 23. So the Chumash says, Ziknei Ho'ir, all the Rabbanim have the real smicha from the members of the Bezin of 23 or 3. They have to wash their hands on top of the Egla Rufa, after they did the Arifas Egla Rufa. Tanu Rabbanim, B'chol Ziknei Ho'ir Ahi, HaKroev Malacholo, Yirchatzu Asideim Al Ho'eglo Ho'arufo Ba'Nochal. Why does it say, Shein Tamalama Ho'arufo? Obviously, he just did the Arifa. Matanama Ho'arufo, Al Mekom Arifo So Shel Eglo. You have to do the Rechitzas Yadayim, should be in that same location, where they just did.
What is HaKroevim? Daladamas?
No, Ziknei Ho'ir HaKroevim El HaCholo. No, the city that's closest to the murdered person. So you had to do the Medida. So you have to establish which is the closest city.
This Kroevim, yeah.
Yeah, that Kroevim, the city that's closest to the Cholo. So they have to bring the Egla Rufa. I think it means not on top. I think that's what it means. Amokam Arifos. I think it means nearby. I think that's what it means. Not on top. I think that's what it means. And then the Pasuk says they have to recite the Pasuk, Yadena lo shafchos adam hazeh v'yinena lo ro. They have to say to the Rabbanu Shalom, we didn't kill a man, and we didn't see who killed him. So the Mishnah has the same comment as the Bais of Chiyali Beinu also. Did anybody have a Havamina? Should Bezdin Shev Chedomim? That the members of the Bezdin, the Rabbanim, are murderers? That they should make such a statement? Yodeno lo shavchas adam azevin neno la ro. Elizag di Gemara. What it means is, this part is in the Mishnah also. Lo boy yodeno ufatanu b'loi mezainis. We say, he didn't come to us, Kreskri and Adove, and we turned him down. If they turned him down and he left the Bezdin office without giving him any support, any food, then they can't bring the Egla Rufa. You can only bring the Egla Rufa if they can say in all honesty, he never asked us for an Adova and we turned him away. And we didn't see him when he was traveling on the road by himself and let him go by himself. They didn't see him at all. But if they saw him and they let him go by himself and they were not malava him, then they can't bring the Egla Rufa because they have to be able to say this Pasuk in all honesty. So now the Gemara goes into a whole dissertation about the importance of Leviyah. That when a person goes, I know we drive around all the time. We had to go to a wedding on Sunday. We got lost 5 times. We missed the whole chuppah. We came in the middle of the dinner. They have signs here, New York, New Jersey. Whoever didn't, this was in New Jersey where I got lost. Whoever doesn't live here, I live in New York many years. Whoever doesn't live here for 75 years can get lost. Yeah, you have to know how to read signs here. So the Gemara says that's the mitzvah of Leviyah. You should baglate the person and show him exactly where you're supposed to go. They say you go to the third traffic light, then you go left, then you go right, whatever. It's not always the third traffic light. It's the fourth or the sixth or the second. So the Gemara says Leviyah is to go with the person and show him exactly. You turn here, you turn there, and you go this way. You don't have to walk him all the way, but you have to help him to the extent that he knows he's not going to get lost. That's the significance of Leviyah. So the Gemara quotes Tanya Hayra Meir Kaifin LeLeviyah. If a person doesn't want to do the mitzvah to be malava someone, so the Bezdin should be kaifer him, like you kaif al kol mitzvahs. If a person doesn't want to like film, doesn't want to sit in sukkah, so the Gemara says if you have a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael, so they kaifer people to do a mitzvah. This, and then the Brisa says the reason why it's so important because schar leviyah ain't lo shir. The reward that you will get for helping another person find his location. He's lost, he doesn't know the neighborhood. You got to tell him just go to the right, to the left. He's going to get lost again. He's not going to find a place. So schar leviyah ain't lo shir. The reward that you get for helping the other person who shouldn't get lost is gevaldik. Shenema. And he quotes the pasuk in Shoftim. Vayur hashomrim ish yetzim in hu'ir. There was a city that the Jewish army had to capture, and they didn't know where the entrance to the city was. There was a hidden entrance to the city. They didn't know how to go. There was a wall around the city. They didn't know how you begin to get into the city to conquer the city. And they met a man, Yotze Min Huir, and obviously he knew where the secret entrance was. Show us the way you enter into the city. We will reward you. We will repay your kindness in the future. And he showed him how to get into the city. What reward did he get? They killed all the people in the city. They were conquering Eretz Yisrael. They let him live. So he and his descendants and his great-grandchildren, the Olam Voed, a whole line of descendants, all were spared from death because he did the mitzvah of Leviyah.
And somebody comes to my house and goes home, there is no Mrs. Leviyah.
Yeah. No, if he knows the way. If he knows the way, it's not real. Leviyah, really, he commits with Leviyah if he doesn't know the way. See, the Marsho has a famous kasha. The Gemara has a klal in Chulin, in the beginning of Perakol Abasa. The Gemara says there was a fellow who was negligent in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kibbut Aviyim, and the Bezdin was going to beat him up to be koy for him to be Mekayim Kibbut Aviyim. His father asked him to go shopping or to take the garbage out, and he didn't do it, so they were going to beat him up, to force him, to pressure him. So the Gemara says that that mitzvah says, Shematan schor betzida, ein bezer shalmata koifim aleho, ein bezer shalmata mesorim aleho. Since it says, Nechomish kabedes levicha, besimecha lemanya, richon yamecha, it says, Nechomish, what the reward is for performing this mitzvah. So the chumash is enough of an encouragement, the promise that you're going to get a reward. That's the encouragement. There's no need for the Bezdin to encourage him more by giving him a zetz, by giving him a klep. The Torah tells you what, that's the encouragement. So the Gemara said, you're not kaif on the mitzvah of kibbut aviyim because matan schor betzida. So the Marsho has the famous kasha here. Rameir says, Koifin Lilevia, the business, Koifin people to be Malaba others. And then he says, Schar Levia Ein Lashir. You get tremendous reward for performing Levia to be Malaba the person. So if you get such Schar, so the din should have been Ein Koifin Lilevia. That's the Mashor's famous kash. Oh, so that's what he says. Maybe it's only Matan Schar Bit Zida. If in the Chumash, where it says the mitzvah, it has the reward. That's what the Marsho answers in the Chidushi Agoda. So others say differently. The Rambam writes, when the Rambam quotes this din, in the end of Hilchas Sovel, so the Rambam says, Koifin le-leviya, just like Moshe Koifin al-Hatzdoka. So Tosfos asks in Baba Basra, Dav Chesam Beis, there's a famous Gemara. The Gemara says, one of the Chachamim was giving Tzedaka, but not in accordance with his means. He really should have given much more Tzedaka. So they were koy for him, they pressured him till they made him give more tzedakah in accordance with how much he was earning. So Taisa says, bother with the kasha. The Chumash says, Nasan titein le'er le'vatcha b'sitcha lo ki b'glal adar azeh yivarach Hashem alakecho. You should give tzedakah because you will be rewarded you will be rewarded for giving tzedakah. So the Chumash, it says, give tzedakah because you will be rewarded. Isn't that a mitzvah saseh? Shemat naschar b'tzido. So isn't the rule that Bezin is not supposed to be Koifer? So Tosis gives various suggestions to try to give a teretz. So some, the Shita Mekubetz is there, and Baba Basra gives a different answer. And that's what the Keren Ora and Ardav has this famous paragraph, as a famous piece. There are two different things. Let's say if I owe somebody money, I smashed into his car and I damaged him. Or I borrowed $1,000, I have to pay him back the money. Or let's say he worked for me. He fixed my automobile, he's a mechanic, he fixed my automobile. I agreed to pay him. I have to pay whatever services rendered. I have to pay. So, and I don't pay. So Bezin forces me to pay. That's called Kaifin ala mitzvahs. No, that's called Gvias Chayv. If you owe money, Chavishim Mishpat, even if you're not Orthodox, what the guy's going to say, I'm not Orthodox. I don't keep mitzvahs. I don't believe. It has nothing to do with being Orthodox and keeping mitzvahs. It doesn't want to like tefillin. It doesn't want to sit in sukkah. That's Kaifin ala mitzvah. The guy doesn't want to pay his debts. That's Gvias Shibudim. That's not Kfir ala mitzvah. They're two different things. So that's what the Shita Mekubetzah says, Koifin al Hatzdok and Koifin al Halaviyo, because Tzdok is not only a mitzvah, it's a Shibud bin Adam HaChaver, Yom Mechuyev, not just Mitam Mitzvah. It's Shibudim bin Adam HaChaver, and the same thing, Leviyo, is Bechlal Shibudim bin Adam HaChaver, Yom Meshubah to do for the other person. Right, that was Rav Soloveitchik. He gave another answer. He said from his grandfather, that when do you say you're not koifa ala mitzvahs? If it's his mitzvah and I'm going to force him, he doesn't want to like tefillin, he doesn't want to eat matzah, he doesn't want to sit in sukkah, so I'm going to force him to do his mitzvah, that's a shayla of koifin ala mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah, if his mitzvah is a matan schar besid like kibbut aviyem, I'm not koifa him. Rab Chaim said that by tzedok it's a chayvus ha-tzibur, the whole tzibur has an obligation together that they have to give. There's a chayvus ha-yochid. Then there's also Chayvus HaTzibur. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Matan Saniyim, when he gives all the dinim of tzedakah, he writes an expression, Me'olam lo shamaynu. We never heard of any community, Jewish community, where there was no kupa shel tzedakah. Means it's not enough that the Meshulachim go from home to home and they collect from private individuals. You have to have a public raising of funds. You have to have the tzibur should fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah, not only b'toros yachid, but b'toros tzibur as well. So in business, koy for the people to give tzedakah, not that they koy for him to do his mitzvah. They're doing their mitzvah. They're seeing to it that the tzibur, as a tzibur, gives the tzedakah. So that's not the violation of this rule, that a business is not koy for him to do a mitzvah if it's matan schar b'tzibur. The business koy for, that's their mitzvah. That's the tzibur's mitzvah, the whole tzibur. That was another answer. But the Shittim Kabetzis gives another answer, this one that we're saying, that your kaif over here is not really kafi ala mitzvah, it's gviya shibudim, that when you owe tzedakah, it's not just a mitzvah, it's considered shibudim in alma chavera, and the same thing, leviyah, to be malava the other person, that's considered a shibud bin alma chavera.
So is it better to
give
the
government
to
the government? Okay. Asa vishvot tesasa. That what?
It's
better to give voluntarily, but if the person doesn't give voluntarily, then the government has to force.
They raise the tax.
Which is better?
Between Obama and the Republican.
Did it not better for the Sibur create a healthy society?
About it? The Rambam says, "Me'olam lasha." Yeah, you have to. It has to be the tzibur. Has to give. Betoris yechidim, they have to give. And betoris the tzibur, they have to give. Yeah. Okay. Maybe we'll stop here. In Parshas Bechukosai, you have the toicheche. The Gemara says Ezra made a takana that you have to learn the toicheche in Bechukosai the second Shabbos before Shavuos, and the toicheche in Kisovai second Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. The Teucheche in Bechukosai has about terrible Chorbanos. So the Ramban has a whole kuntris, a whole sefer that's called Sefer HaGeulah. So he has a suggestion, not everybody agrees, he has a suggestion. He thinks that the Teucheche in Bechukosai corresponds to the Churban Bais Rishon and the Golas Bavel, and the Teucheche in Kisovai corresponds to the Churban Bais Sheni. And then he says, and that's all, there are only two Teucheches, two Chorbanos, and there isn't going to be a third Churban. That's Rav Herzog, was the second chief rabbi in Eretz Yisrael. So he was famous for that. He was going all over the world. Whenever he spoke, he would say that we have a tradition, it's only going to be two Churbanos. There isn't going to be a third Churban. And he didn't mean there isn't going to be a third Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. There isn't going to be a third Churban of the Medina. There are Midrashim that have it. And the main thing the Ramban has in the Sefer HaGeulah, the first Shar, he has this Barichas. So the Ramban writes like this. How does he have this idea that the Teuchach and Bechukosai corresponds to the Churban Bais Rishon and the Teuchach and Kisava to the Bais Sheni? So he says the Bais Sheni was missing so many things that when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, the Pesukim said the old-timers were crying. And the old-timers had remembered the Bais Rishon, and they said, this is Ka'ayin Be'anim, this is a garnish, this is a fake, this is not a real Beis HaMikdash. Younger people had never seen a Beis HaMikdash. They were dancing and singing and rejoicing, and the old-timers were crying, and the Pasuk says that the old-timers, there were some of the old-timers, they're crying, they're sobbing, drowned out the singing and the rejoicing of the younger people. As I state in Ezra and Nehemiah there. That's what it says over there. So the second Beis HaMikdash was missing a lot of things to the extent that the old-timers thought that this was a fake. Chosa Chamisha Dvarim, the Pasuk says, in Chagai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chagai gives a message to Bnei Yisrael, build me a Beis HaMikdash, ve'ertzebo, this is my desire, ve'ikovdo, I will be honored. So the word ve'ikovdo is chosahe, it's written ve'ikove. So it's a kriyaksiv, so why is it written, why do you write it ikove and you pronounce it ikovdo? Pronounce it ikove, ikove is correct, but the answer is no. We pronounce it ikovdo and it's chosahe to indicate that there were chamisha dvarim, there were five major things they were missing in the Bais Sheni. Which are the five major things? So the five different midrashim, which are the five? So the 25 things, a lot of things they're missing in the Bais Sheni. The five major things.
And
the, yeah. So the Gemara in the Yuma has a list, and then Rebbe Kevega on the side of the Gemara in the Gilyan Hashas gives you references to other midrashim where they have a list of other things. Many things were missed. So the Pasuk says in the Teuchach and Mechukosai, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'Hashimoy says, Migdashechem. I'm going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And there won't be any more Karbanos. So the Ramban says that obviously refers to the Churban Bais Rishon. And the Teuchach in Kisava never says a word about Churban Beis HaMikdash. How come? He says, because it wasn't such great shakes before it was destroyed either. It was Knappe, it was a Shvach HaMaisa, the whole Bais Sheni. The whole Beis HaMikdash was so Shvach, the people, the old timer says, Kaim Be'ene. So that's how the Ramban knows that the second Teuchach in Kisavai refers to the Churban Sheni. It doesn't refer to the Churban Rishon. And then the Ramban says, so when the Teuchach speaks about Churban, the second Teuchach doesn't talk about Churban Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't say a word. It talks about Churban HaMedina. And then he says, based on the Nevi'im, we have the Haftoch, there are only going to be two Churbanos. There won't be a third Churban. So it's not there won't be a third Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. It means there won't be a third Churban of the Medina. That's why Rav Herzog used to say this all the time. After 1948, after the Hakamas HaMedina, he used to say that this Medina, based on the way the Ramban reads the Psukim, this the Medina is going to, if one can visualize that the Medina will shut down and that will have to establish a Medina Nachamol, so it's what to celebrate about, but it's not the Haskolas HaGeulah. But based on the reading of the Nevuahs, we know that once there's going to be a Yiddish Medina in Eretz Yisrael, that's it. There won't be a third Churban of the Medina. Okay, okay.
But if you don't shape up, it could always be reserved for us.
But we have the Nevi'im say that if they will come to Eretz Yisrael the third time, so that'll be it. There won't be another Golus. That's the Haftar, I think, of Parshas Emor. It says, that after they'll come back the third time. So that's based on that Ramban, that's why many assume that this Medina is what they call Aschalta de Geula. Geula means the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. If one could imagine that this Medina could be undone, then you're going to have to start establishing a Medina all over again. So there's up that the, who said, how do you know that this is going to lead to the beginning of the Beis HaMikdash? Well, if you have the Nevi'im that say, that seem to indicate that once we're going to have a third Medina, it won't be undone. They may be giving away Sinai. They gave away things that they should. They gave away Yamit, whatever. They gave away different things. But the Medina didn't disappear. So that's why they call it Aschalta de Geula. This is, we assume this Hakam Samadina is going to lead to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And because the Psukim seem to indicate that it won't be undone. We have a representative here from Kiryat Malachi. He comes every year. The Lubavitcher have a boys' school and a girls' school.
That was a very good bar Torah, because I'm planning this coming Moshe Shabbos to go to Eretz Yisrael.
Okay. For Yom Yerushalayim.
I need a brocha.
Be
with that slot. But for a few minutes, I can't even know what the kids are saying. I'm not a man, I'm a simple person. I'm just a simple person. I'm just a simple person.